You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Remember how Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld danced?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Sort of like what you look like there when you dance.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, you can't do much in a chair. Well, maybe you can, but...
It's Animal Radio. If you want to talk to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani, the number is toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And in just a few minutes, Joey's going to tell us how to groom a cat, something I've actually never had to do, because every cat I've ever had really took care of themselves, very fastidious. But I understand if you have a long hair cat, and that's what we're mostly talking about here, they do have to see the groomer.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just long hair. I mean, short-haired cats get, you know, depending on how short the hair is. If you have a cat that has anything over, I'm going to say, an inch and a half to 2 inches of hair, a lot of times what will happen is when they shed, that'll stay in the coat if they don't clean themselves real well, which some cats do and some cats don't.
Older cats, I would
imagine. And you know what? That can get bound up in there and mat up as well, just as bad as a, you know, long-haired cat like a Persian.
Do all groomers groom cats, or are you just one of the rare?
No, I'm a rare breed. A lot of groomers don't want to deal with them at all. It's difficult, and in a lot of cases, most groomers will send them off to Dr. Deb, and have a veterinarian deal with them there.
Really,
cats can be difficult. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a two-person process. Even for a good cat, because sometimes even the best cat in the world, you know, when they decide that they've had enough, they've kind of had enough. So for it to be a safe experience for both the pet and the groomer, you need two people. It's time consuming and it's costly.
You know, Joey brings up a good point, is that some cats don't groom themselves well. And I do find that, you know, with age, as cats get older, they don't always groom really well. And that could be because of dental disease or arthritis or even just becoming obese.
Yep.
And there's kind of a classic pattern of matting along the rump area that we see when a cat can't turn around and groom themselves or even, you know, clean their butt area. They'll get infections down there. So, it's definitely a point where you need to get professional help to maintain and keep them in good health.
Now, so do people actually drop off their animals to be groomed to you, Dr. Debbie?
Yeah, but most of the ones we see are, and I'd say over 50% have to be restrained or sedated in some way, because they're the ones that no groomers want to see, or they maybe have a medical problem that we have to manage while they're with us. So a lot of kitties I have that are older with kidney disease or with arthritis, you know, it isn't always safe. Sometimes their skin is so thin, it's easy to cut them.
Uh-huh.
So we may need to, you know, use some sedation and just extra caution to kind of be aware of those particular tender spots that they have and work around that. And I give Joey credit, man. Grooming cats, you know, it's kind of like that old thing like, you know, herding cats. It can be tough.
So if you want to talk to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani, now's the time to call toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. Miranda Lambert, country star Miranda Lambert, still supposed to be calling us here in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori, what are you working on?
Well, you know, sometimes there are things happen on live TV, earthquakes and stuff like that, and it's always interesting to see the presenter, the host, response. This time it happened when a stray cat, a kitten, just walks into a live TV broadcast studio while they're on the air, and this poor guy's trying to read the news. Very cute story with a happy ending.
We have animals in here always walking across our equipment and
I know, even
us.
When we're trying to do the show.
There's actually a cat sitting on the microphone right now. Picture that. Just,
yeah, but that's not unexpected. You know, now what happens if, like, say, a bat flies in or a raccoon jumps through your door? That might be different.
Okay.
Not something you'd expect.
That
there
would be different
go.
Here.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the phones for your calls. 1-866-405-8405. Well, good day, David. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
How can we help you today, David?
Okay, my question is this. I have a 10-and-a-half-year-old Yorkie poo, and I usually would be able to give him just about anything, and it wouldn't bother him. But in the last 6 months or so, he gets the runs at the drop of a hat. And even I started mixing his food with some canned food to kind of make it a little bit more palatable for him. And that was okay, but even now that bothers him. What's going on with my dog?
Okay, so is the problem that he's not eating, or is it just that he's having loose stools?
Loose stools.
Okay, so his appetite is sound, that's good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then I would not add in canned food, because that can ruin the whole process of what you're trying to do. If you're having loose stools with your pet and you add in canned food, that actually can have a tendency for many pets to loosen up the stool. There's a lot more moisture content in that, and it's kind of like, you know, be like eating a lot of pumpkin pie if you have diarrhea. It's not going to help things in any way there. So I would really be looking more at our diet structure as far as what we are feeding, and there are some diets we'll go to a higher fiber content if we want to firm up the stool some. Now, the other thing I'm going to say is I would certainly make sure we have the stool and your pet checked at the veterinarian, because, you know, we could have something like worms. We can have other issues going on. There's problems in digestion with a pancreas that can cause a chronic problem with loose stools. But I'd say the number one problem in most cases is we choose a diet that doesn't agree with our pet's bowels. And the number one thing I look at when I pick a food, a lot of people say, what's the best food out there, Doc? It's going to be the best one that agrees with your pet. That's always one of the first things. So do they like it? And does it produce nice, solid poops that are consistent? So that might be something we look at. Is the current food you're going with, you know, maybe nothing bad against the company, but it may not be the trick for your pet. And to change that, we would find another and kind of gradually introduce that new diet over a period of about a week to 2 weeks. See what the poops go like, and then we can make a decision. Is it better, worse, no different? But I would certainly, before we start on the strategy of trying different foods and moving around, you know, like I said, I'd make sure your baby's checked out A-OK by the vet and bring a nice bag of poop for the vet. It really makes our day when you guys do that.